Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring.
Father, we come to you today thanking you for this day, thanking you for the many mercies that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for how you kept us. We thank you for giving us another chance to be on this broadcast to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for another chance, oh Lord, to send up our timber. We thank you, oh Lord. We pray, Jesus, that you have your way. Let your will be done. Move all obstacles out of our way that we may be able to serve you freely, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way in our lives. Let the Spirit of God rest upon us. Help us, O Lord, to speak the words you put in our mouth. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We want you to take away everything that is not like you, not our will. But let your will be done, O Lord. Let our will perish today. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us to ever consecrate our lives unto you as never before. We realize we are living in trying times. Have mercy on your people, oh Lord. Look on us, oh Lord. Help us to drive and go forward. Help us, oh Lord, to be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us today, Lord, to run this race with patience, to endure, Lord, when we are being tried. Help us to endure. Help us to stand in the midst of our test. Help us, oh Lord, to be bold soldiers in the name of Jesus. Make us what you would have us to be. Let your spirit prevail today. Bind the works of Satan. He seeks to hinder and to overthrow the people of God. But our trust is in you. We are standing on the word of God, and we know you're able to take us through. There is no failure in you. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to continue to trust in you and take you at your word. Increase our faith, oh Lord, and give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to contend for that faith. Oh, my God, doubting nothing. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to go through. We want to stand. We want to endure, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to serve you with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. Help us to love you, oh Lord. You said in your word, if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. Help us, oh Lord, to keep the commandments of the Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to be pleasing in your sight, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. We pray that you wash away everything that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, we're dependent on you today to take us through, to keep us, and to continue to hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Help us today, oh Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. I thank you today, Lord, for all that you've done for us, for being a way maker, for being a joy, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for
working
things out in our favor.
Thank
we thank you today, Lord. Oh, my God.
Thank you today.
Bless us, oh, Lord. And thank help you. Us to continue to go forward in you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you will bless this broadcast. Let your word go out and reach your soul, that somebody will give their life to you. Bless and have your way. Let your will be done, oh Lord. Continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we thank you for tuning in to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Prayer Works Ministry, formerly the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, is God-inspired and dedicated to prayer, inspiration, encouragement, and preaching of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying for God, to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, uplifted, encouraged, inspired, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God on this afternoon. Praise the Lord, and I tell you, God has been moving by his Spirit, sending his anointing and blessing us through prayer. And I thank God that he touched my heart while that prayer was going on. And as she began to pray and she was asking God to help us to be pleasing, not to have doubt, but to keep his commandments, because we profess that we love the Lord. And if we love him, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I tell you, I want to be the way God wants me to be. And that prayer really touched my heart. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for how he's already been moving. And we invite you, if you have a prayer request, to call in and make your request known. You can use our access, our guest call-in line. There's no access code. The guest call-in line is 551-241-6677. And on this afternoon, we do expect to have scripture reading. So you can go ahead and get your Bible if you want to read along. And we're going to get some announcements out of the way and go ahead and get to the reading of the Word of God. Truly, my soul has been blessed through hearing the Word of God. And just for the benefit of those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may listen to the broadcast by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online by going to blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. You can also listen to the pre-recorded podcasts that are on there to listen by demand. You can just click on it and listen to a previously recorded broadcast. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry by email, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. by postal mail, by sending to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you just want to send us a prayer request, you can use the email or you can send us a text by texting to 410-209-7503. And we also ask that you will please continue in prayer for those who are on our prayer list. Let's continue to lift up Daryl, a 16-year-old who is in the hospital on life support. Let's keep him lifted up in our prayers. Also, missionary Betty Jones and the bereaved Jones family, Evangelist May and the bereaved Edmund family, Willie L. Turner and the bereaved Turner Welch family, all the bereaved families, those that we are not aware of, please let us keep all in our prayers. And for those who are sick and shut in and who are in the hospital, we may not have all of their names, but we ask that you will please pray earnestly for all who are requesting prayer. And so now we're going to get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God. And we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast over to Evangelist Khadija Hamid. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist May, and all of the listeners on the broadcast. So we are continuing to read the Bible. The year is, again, it's moving by so fast. We have about 63 days left in the year. So we are in St. Luke today. And if you've been following along or if you have a different Bible, wherever you are, in order to get to the end by 360, end of the Bible by the 365th day of this year, that's where you'll be. But if you want to read along with us, that's great. So we're in St. Luke today in the 6th chapter and the 39th verse. and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and I'll read 5 pages because for me to get to the end, I have to read 5 pages a day, so we'll be reading 5 pages, if it's the Lord's will. At St. Luke 6:39. And he spake a parable unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why is it in thy brother's eye, or perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. St. Luke 7:1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us in a synagogue. Then Jesus went with him. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that follow him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and through all the region round about. And the disciples of John shewed him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. Read that again. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them would love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. St. Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward, 8:1, that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and shewing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chizah, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said unto you, It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not.
Praise the Lord. It looks like you might have accidentally gotten cut off, but please stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. She'll be calling back in to finish the reading of the scriptures, and I am enjoying hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord, and I hope that you also are enjoying and reading along with us as we attempt to read the word within a year. If it takes you longer than a year, don't worry about that. Just keep on reading. Praise the Lord, because I believe if we just read the word every day, regardless of how much of it we read, just get a portion in every day, it's a blessing anyhow. So I can thank God for how he has blessed us and even for laying that on her heart to do. And it's helped me as well to get in that word and to read the word of God even the more. Praise the Lord. And while she's trying to dial back in, I'm going to go ahead and sing a song because God is worthy of the praise. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Help me sing it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things, for the things, for the things he has done. Sing it again. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things, for the things, for the things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things, for the things, for the things he has done. Praise the Lord. I'm not sure if she's able to get in any time. I'm not sure if she even knows she got cut off. But I'm going to go ahead and try to read further on. I'm not sure how far up she was going to read, but let's start with verse, I think she was at about verse 19. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain, which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? Torment me not, for he has commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. And I believe Vandis Khadija just got that connected. If you want to pick it up with verse 35, same chapter that you were in.
Amen. Amen. Please forgive me. I kept reading. I didn't realize that I had been disconnected. Amen.
Thought so.
Where did I get disconnected, if you don't mind? Hello?
Sorry, you on chapter 8?
Sorry.
And I actually picked it up and started reading from verse 19. So I read all the way down to about verse
33. Okay. Amen. Yes, forgive me. I somehow got disconnected and I didn't realize, and I kept reading and I came to the fifth page and I didn't realize that I had been disconnected. But I'll pick it up, when they were choked. So I'll pick it up at 34. Amen. Praise the Lord. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and shew how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat, and her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. And St. Luke 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither stave nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod, the tetrarch, heard of all that was done, was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And that was the end of my fifth page. I mean, it's not the end of the chapter, but that is the end of the fifth page. I do apologize again for getting disconnected, but thank God for the help. Amen. Coming on in and continuing the work of the Lord and the reading of God's word. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And indeed, my soul was blessed hearing these scriptures being read and just thinking on how the faith was displayed. Great show of faith. great examples of faith. This is something we can all take notice of, and to have that kind of faith. And in that opening prayer, the evangelist was asking God to help us to earnestly contend for the faith that was once given unto the saints. And I tell you, we need to have this faith in the Lord, because Jesus began to marvel at the faith that he encountered. He didn't find that in Israel. But here was a man who was not even of Israel or knew of the Lord himself. But when he heard about him, he desired that the Lord would heal his servant. And the Lord was on his way, on to this house. But he just said, Lord, just speak the word. I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. Just speak the word. And the Lord did that, and that was faith. So I tell you, all we have to do is just take God at his word. Nothing else, nothing extra. Just take God at his word. And at this time, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And the doors of salvation are open, and the invitation is to you. If you don't know the Lord and the departing of your sins, today the door of salvation is open to you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Come now, open your heart, and let the Lord come in and dwell there. Surrender to the Lord. Turn from your ways. Give up everything you know God is not pleased with. Turn away from it. Give it up. And ask the Lord for forgiveness. Seek the Lord. Call upon the Lord that he may save your soul. Anyone who's sick, anyone who's desiring anything from God, let us believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We come before you right now, Lord, thanking you for your word today. We thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to call upon your holy name, Lord. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are ready to accept you as their personal Savior. We ask, God, that you will forgive their sins, that you will blot out their transgressions, that you will clean them up on the inside, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, Lord. We pray, God, that you will touch, heal, make whole, my God, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen the weak, that you will build us up, Lord, and make us what you'll have us to be. In the name of Jesus, take control right now, Lord, and have your way. Use us for your service, oh, my God. Bless us today with the blessings that we stand in need of, Lord. Please, Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We pray a special prayer for the young man, oh God, who is laid up in the hospital. We ask for a miracle, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will save his soul and bless his family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying for those who are bereaved of their loved one, oh God, of someone who is very close and dear to them. Lord, we pray that you will give them comfort, that you will touch their hearts, oh God, and help them during this difficult time, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord, and uphold them. Take them through, Lord Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Only you can do it. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. For your word is true, my God. If you just speak the word, it shall be done according to your word.
Lord, and we bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord God, and magnify you, for you are worthy of all praises, and we are looking unto you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch our bodies, Lord. Heal, Lord God. Make us whole, Lord Jesus. All sicknesses and ailments, any afflictions, Lord God, rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Lord, and give us health in our spirit and in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, give us health in our minds, oh God, and help us to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for our leaders, Lord, asking you to give them guidance, give them vision and revelations, Lord. Help them to lead your people. Oh, Lord God, look on the president of the United States, Lord. Bless him and give him guidance. Help him, Lord, to lead this nation back to you, my God. Help him to do what is right in the name of Jesus and rebuke corruption, oh God, all the political corruption, my God. Have mercy, Lord, and intervene right now.
Mercy, Lord.
Save souls around the world. Lord, we know you're able, my God. Only you, Lord Jesus, can work it out. Only you can fix it, Lord. And we're depending on you right now. We're looking unto you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you to forgive our doubts, oh God, and our unbelief. Help our unbelief, Lord. Help us to believe you, as the scripture says. Take away all the doubts and fears. Take away the drawback spirit, Lord. And help us, oh God, to move forward by faith. And to walk by faith in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, and we ask you to continue to bless this ministry, Lord, and bless everyone who is tuned in, Lord, with a special blessing today. Let a blessing come down and overtake everyone, Lord, one by one and name by name. Let your glory be revealed. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for
thank
your
you,
touch.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for having mercy on
thank
us.
You,
we
thank
you for the saving of souls, oh, God. We thank
you
for the
thank
healing
you.
Of the sick. Thank you for
thank
encouragement,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And
thank
for
you,
lifting
thank
heavy
you,
burdens. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
for making
thank you,
ways.
Thank
open
you,
the
Lord.
Doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you
thank
for
you,
all that you've done,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank
and
you,
for what you're about to do.
Thank
we
you for
give
all
you
done.
Praise. We magnify you and we lift you up. For
thank
you are worthy
you.
Of all
thank
praises. Glory unto your name, Lord. We
Lord,
thank
Lord.
You. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God once again and for prayer and for his touch. And at this time, we're going to yield the floor to any of our clergy who would like to have remarks. We have Evangelist May on and also Evangelist Khadija. We're going to give them the opportunity to have remarks, and then anyone else who desire to have remarks, feel free to dial in to our guest line at 551-241-6677. No access code needed. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. It was beautiful, and it was good. I thank the Lord. There was so much in the scriptures today that was read. And Jesus, he casted out the demons. Oh, he stilled the waves. He did all of these miracles before the people's eyes. And he began to teach and give parables and spoke about the blind, meeting the blind, and that really caught my attention because the Word of God is true. I've seen this with my own eyes. There were two blind people, and they had their sticks, the red and white sticks, and they were trying to cross the street. And this was in Philadelphia, where the cars, they don't want to stop, but they'll keep on driving. So yep. They were trying to go cross the street, and the other blind man was trying to lead the other blind man across the street. And somebody had to come because both of them were blind, and they were about to go out into the street.
Jesus.
Both of them was about to fall into the ditch. That's why the Word of God was letting us know if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the ditch.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I got a lot out of that, and the Word of God is so good. I just thank God for it. I'm encouraged through the Word of God, and I encourage Evangelist Khadija, keep reading the Word of God. And God bless everyone out there in radio land. We want you to know we love you, and we thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of His Word and the remarks that Evangelist Maybelle said. Just to piggyback, she covered it. That's there's a lot in that. And Jesus, He gave the parables, and He healed the sick. He cast out devils. He was working miracles. And I enjoy reading the words of Jesus and the things that He did and how He was with the people, how He had compassion upon the people. And this is the way we're supposed to pattern our lives after Him. We have a work to do, too. We have a work to do for God, and we have to be about our Father's business. And at the same time, we have a duty to help souls. And it's not just about what we can get or, you know, anything like that, but it's about what we can do for the kingdom of God. We want that. We want to be that good ground that the seed falls on. And we don't want to be the thorny ground or the cares of this life choke out the Word of God. Definitely want to be that good ground. And now we are, because we have remained. And I thank God for that, just for this opportunity, for this broadcast for both of you and the listeners as well. And even though it went a little rocky and I don't know what happened when my phone disconnected, but thank God anyway. The devil
amen.
He gets no glory. The Word of God still is read.
Amen.
So, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Any others? Well, we thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God once again for that powerful word. And many points were brought out, like Evangelist May mentioned. And one of the most powerful things that Jesus did was He forgave sin. It was a woman who had a repentant heart because of all the sins
yes.
had committed. And Jesus
yes.
forgave her sins. So on top of the miracles that He wrought, the healing, powerful thing was that He forgave sin. He forgave
yes.
And the Lord is a forgiving God. And He is willing
yes, he
to
is.
All of us if we repent. She was crying. You know, she was just so sorry for sinning against the Lord. Her heart was broken up, and the Lord forgave her for all those sins that she committed. And sometimes people are sick because of sin. Sin can make you sick. You know, but if you could just give you, He will forgive you. And in the same process, He'll heal you. So I thank God. That word was just so powerful. and so uplifting and encouraging. And, you know, it helps my faith listening to the many instances of where Jesus healed someone because they had faith. And we have to have that same faith. So I'm thankful to the Lord. We just thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. And I also want to invite you all to tune in tonight to the Gospel Truth broadcast, which will be airing at 7 p.m., praise the Lord, with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And I would like for her to come on back and give her information so that if anyone feels like you need some more strength, you need some more word of God, you need to be blessed, you know, because I want all I can get from the Lord. So you're well tuned in tonight to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and it airs at 7 p.m. So I'm going to let her give you the information so that you can tune in as well. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. That number is 945-218-0218. And the access code 5847-681-POUND. Once again, that is the Gospel Truth broadcast, 945-218-0218. And the access code 5847-681-POUND. God bless you. We would be glad to have you on the broadcast on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for all of you once again. We thank you for your prayers and your support. And we invite you to tune in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Friday at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. Friday will be November the 3rd. And we are coming up on our 61st. Or is this the 62nd church anniversary? I think it's the 61st church.
62. 62? 61, amen, amen. No, 61, amen, because it was, yeah, established in 62, so 61, yeah.
All right, so we're coming up on our 61st church anniversary, which will start Monday night, November the 6th. Convening throughout that entire week until Sunday, November the 12th. Services begin each night at 7 p.m., but the Saturday night service might have a different time, so we'll let you know that information when we receive that, if it is different. But Monday night, Lord's will, Holy Temple will be sponsoring the service for that first night, Monday night, November 6th. So we ask for your prayers. We will be going to our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to having a great time in the Lord for that week, that revival, starting Monday, November 6th. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if that's all, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.